It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, glad we're together again. How are you? I want you to see this. What do you think might be in this box? It's a triangular box. That means it has three angles, here, here, and here. Mm-hmm. It's not a big piece of cheese, no. And it's not a big piece of pie. It's very light. I'll show you what's inside. It's a hat. And it's a hat that has three corners. Mm-hmm. One, two, three corners. My hat, it has three corners. Three corners has my hat. And had it not three corners, it would not be my hat. See, it has. I like that hat. Let's just pretend that we're wearing three-cornered hats, you and I, and let's sing that same song together, okay? My hat, it has three corners. Three corners has my hat. And had it not three corners, it would not be my hat. For you. Let's see who that is at the door. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. How would you like to go on a bus ride?
Are you going?
Yes, and I have passes for both of us if you'd like to go.
Oh, I'd like to very much. I could look for different things that people are wearing.
And just have a good time.
Sure, we could do that.
Well, now, here's your pass, and come along.
Thank you. You come along, all right?
Right this way.
Bus ride.
It certainly is. Well, here's the bus stop. It'll take us where we want to go. The bus will stop here any second now.
Okay.
Should be along on our adventure around the neighborhood.
I'm looking forward to it. There it is now. In fact, is that one all right?
That's fine. That's fine.
They're all different ones, aren't they?
Different routes.
Yeah.
Just show the pass to the driver, the bus
okay.
pass.
On one
in. There it is.
Thank you. How do you do?
There's some seats right back in the middle of the bus. Why don't you take those?
All right.
And I'll give you the window.
You want me to sit by the window?
But sit by the window.
All right.
Here we are. These are some good seats.
Oh, yeah.
A good view of the neighborhood today.
Here we go.
Here we go. Speedy delivery. See if we can find anybody wearing a hat.
Okay.
Some students from the cooking school and their chef hats.
Looks like they're having some free time between classes.
some rollerbladers. Look at them go. That takes practice. Oh, look at the flowers.
Oh, beautiful.
There's a family crossing the street.
In the bus, you sit up so high that you can see things very well.
You can see over all the cars.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a letter carrier making her deliveries.
Look, there's the neighborhood police station.
I see it. They've got different hats on, too.
Well, you're right.
Look at that family. They're wearing some yarmulkes. Construction workers in their hard hats. Are they measuring something?
Well, I think they are. Imagine driving a great big thing like this.
It takes a lot of practice.
Oh, my.
Isn't that pretty?
Certainly is. Yeah.
Somebody getting on?
I always like to watch that policeman directing traffic.
So do I.
Well, you see a lot in a few minutes, don't you?
You certainly do. Oh, look over here.
Oh, what colorful clothes they're wearing.
That's for sure.
Corner.
Lots of people having fun in the park today.
Yes, when I was little, I loved to play in this park. Well, I'm glad to see those bikers wearing their safety helmets.
I'll see.
Oh, look over here, Mr. McFeely, the A4.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I remember going there.
I take my grandchildren there a lot for visits.
Beautiful birds in there. I think you see things from the bus that you might not see as you're walking along.
I like to look up.
There's the Children's Museum.
It looks like it has a hat on it.
Yeah, it does.
Statue of Bach?
He doesn't have a hat.
But he does have a lot of hair.
Yeah. Oh, there's the fire station.
The firemen in their hats, washing the fire truck.
Well, this was a good idea, Mr. McFeely. Thank you.
Well, I thought you'd enjoy a bus ride around the neighborhood.
I'll say.
Oh, here's our stop.
Oh, all right.
Right this way.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
Have a good day.
You too.
That was an enjoyable bus ride,
I should say.
Thanks very much, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're welcome.
Do you have a few minutes? Could you come in?
I do have a few moments.
Come on. There's something I'd like you to try.
I'd like to try it.
We saw a lot of people wearing a lot of different things, but I don't think we saw anybody wearing one of these.
No, I don't think we did.
A three-cornered hat.
A three-cornered hat.
Would you like to try?
I would. Could you hold that hat, and I'll try on this hat.
Good.
There you go.
You look great in that. I can just see you going along making speedy deliveries with that.
Well, then you try the speedy delivery hat on.
All right.
There you go. And what do you say?
I say, speedy delivery. And what do you sing?
Well, I sing, that's what you'll get. That's what you'll get. A speedy, speedy delivery. A speedy, 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 speedy delivery. What you could do, too, you could say, we'll do it again.
All right.
That's what you'll get. That's what you'll get. A speedy, speedy three-cornered hat. Well, there you go. Speaking of speedy deliveries, I have more deliveries to do. I'll have a hat exchange here. Mm-hmm. On my way around the neighborhood.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely. I enjoyed that bus ride.
Well, I'm glad you did. I enjoy sharing my ideas with you.
You're always welcome here.
Speedy delivery. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mr. McFeely. That's what you get. Let's have some make-believe. Take a trolley. I'm gonna try this on the trolley. See how that works. Let's make-believe something about three-cornered hats in our pretend neighborhood. Mayor Maggie from Westwood could be there with the three-cornered hat, talking with Queen Sarah as the trolley goes by the Castle Garden in the neighborhood of make-believe. You ready, trolley? All right.
Yes, trolley. Yeah. Well, Mayor Maggie, I think it's a lovely idea.
Everyone in Westwood seems to like it.
Of course, I wear this crown that Friday gave me.
Yes, and we made these especially for crowned heads.
Oh. Well, it certainly feels fine.
And it looks splendid.
Well, we'll see what Friday thinks about it. Yes.
Mayor Maggie and visitor, I presume.
Almost correct as usual, King Friday.
What do you mean by almost?
Well, the person beside you, Your Majesty, is not a visitor.
You're not?
I'm your wife, Friday.
Why, Sarah, where is your crown? You ladies play such jokes on this old king.
Everyone in Westwood decided to wear three-cornered hats today, and we wondered if you would like to do so, too, in this neighborhood.
Not every one of us has a three-cornered hat, Mayor Maggie.
Here's one for you, if you like.
It is rather handsome.
Why don't you try it, Friday?
Well, maybe for a moment, yes.
Oh, King Friday, you look superb.
Do you think anybody will know me?
But I know you, dear.
Very good, then. Yes.
May we give them to everyone in this neighborhood?
You may. And you may tell everyone that I command the wearing of them.
Okay, I have only one left, so I'll go to Westwood and ask my associate Mayor Aber to bring some more.
Thank you for this treat, Mayor Maggie.
I'm so glad you like it. Some days need to be just for fun.
Oh, yes, just for fun.
Farewell, Mayor.
Farewell, King Friday. Aber will return with more.
Very good, yes.
Friday.
Yes, dear.
You really knew who I was, didn't you?
Of course, but I couldn't let on.
Majesties,
Robert Troll, Majesties. I presume?
Oh, yeah, correct as usual, King Friday, I presume.
And where is your three-cornered hat, Robert Troll?
Right here, sire.
Aha, good for you. You may come to the TCH room whenever you like.
Okay, but I have a speedy delivery to make my scene down, but I find that right now.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, Robert Troll.
Thanks, Queen Sarah. You sound about a lot.
And for whom is your delivery, Robert Troll?
Well, it's not for the castle, and it's not for the tree, and it's not for the clock or the factory.
No, but for whom is it?
Oh, let's see if it's written. down here somewhere. Oh, here it is. Lady Elaine C. Fairchild, museum go round, neighborhood of...
That's enough, Robert Troll.
Yes, sir.
So, it's for Lady Elaine.
Yes, so it says.
I guess the box doesn't say what's inside.
I don't know. I don't think it's the same Robert. No, it doesn't.
Well, you'd better find out. Never know with Lady Elaine.
Oh, you tell me, Miss Cinnamon. I'll see you both later, then. What are you talking about?
Farewell, my favorite troll.
Farewell, Queen Sarah, and thanks.
Doot, doot.
Yes.
Robert Troll, how are you today?
How you doing, Mr. Aber?
Oh, I see you have your three-cornered hat.
Oh, I always have my three-cornered hat.
I guess so.
So you're wearing one today, too, eh?
Oh, yes. Everybody in Westwood is wearing one.
Oh, good.
And King Friday has commanded that everybody here will, too.
Oh, wow.
Look at the
fun
ones I have for X and Henrietta.
Oh, aren't they nice?
They're great.
Say, yeah. Why don't we give them to them?
Right now?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to ring or knock?
Oh, I like to ring Henrietta's bell. Yes, I would like to ring.
All right, you ring and I'll knock.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Get set.
Okay.
Go!
Hey, how in the world are you?
Very well, Max, and you?
Meow, you're doing now, too.
We're making deliveries.
What kind of deliveries?
Well, I have some three-cornered ones for you, too.
Meow corners.
That's right. See this hat I'm wearing?
Meow.
Everyone in Westwood is wearing them today, and we thought you might like to, too.
You mean just for fun?
Yes, just for fun.
Oh, and for fancy.
So these are for you two.
Hi.
Oh,
perfect. Oh, this is nifty-galifty. I haven't worn a hat since I pretended I was Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, that was great.
Meow, meow, beautiful meow, three-cornered meow.
Well, we're glad you like them.
Yes, especially since King Friday made it a rule that we all should wear them.
Oh, that king's always trying to turn something fun into something else. Oh.
Meow, meow, Lady Elaine, meowing one.
She hasn't heard about it yet.
Meow, luck to you.
Yes, good luck to you both.
Thanks.
Hey, Hen, want to come over and play three-cornered hats with me?
Meow, sure.
Come on, we'll see you all later.
Okay,
thanks,
see you guys.
A lot.
Bye-bye,
meow,
you're welcome.
Do to the both of you.
Meow.
They seem to like them.
They liked it a lot, didn't they? Meow, look at them. What?
Look at this one, Robert Troll.
Oh, boy. Is that full of whimsy or what?
Incidentally, what's in your box?
Oh, this is a speedy delivery for Lady Elaine. I'm going to send round to the museum.
Oh, really? Well, should we make both of our deliveries to her together?
Oh, sure. Why not? We can send her a double treat, huh?
Well, we can always hope.
Yeah, that's right. We can always hope. That's right.
You're the ringer.
Okay, then, knocker.
Ready?
Ready.
Well, what are you two men up to today?
Yeah, well, we're both delivering something to you, Lady Elaine.
Oh, to little old me.
One's a speedy delivery, and the other's something else.
Well, let's see the speedy delivery first.
Oh, okay. Is that a speedy delivery?
Is that a beauty or is that a beauty?
You want to try it on? Like I
said
about?
Sure, Toots. Sure.
Oh, okay, then.
May I help?
Yes, please.
Gentlemen, look at this. I mean, this is it. Just what I ordered. Don't you think I look wonderful in it?
Do look different in it, Lady Elaine.
That's what I like, difference.
There's only one minor problem.
And what is that?
Well, your hat doesn't have three corners.
Why should it? Just because your hat has three corners?
Well, no, but the king has commanded that everybody should
wear... Don't tell me he's got everybody wearing three-cornered hats.
My hat, it has three corners.
Well, don't count on me, Toots. Robert
Kroll
like what
and his
I've
three-cornered
got.
Hat to the castle, please.
Oh, the one-track mind Friday. Yeah.
I think it would mean a lot to everybody if you
I
would...
I like the one I have, Toots.
Could we at least...
Robert Kroll to the three-cornered castle at once.
Yeah, well, I'll see you all later. Quick, toot,
yes,
toot.
Sure.
Yeah, I can see real time.
What'd you say?
I said, could we at least talk about it?
Robert Kroll with three-cornered hat, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
You see this red and yellow three-cornered hat?
Yes, I see. That's very nice, uh-huh.
Well, it's for the trolley.
Oh, that's a good idea, King Friday. What's that about getting a trolley?
Yes, I thought you might help place it on the vehicle itself when it comes, of course.
Oh, of course, sure. I'll be glad to. I'll have to say about it.
Incidentally, Robert Kroll.
Yes, sir?
I notice that you've made your box delivery to Lady Elaine.
Yes, indeed, I did, King Friday. Was even, you betcha. Mm-hmm.
Well, did Lady Elaine show you what was inside the box?
Yes, as a matter of fact, she did, King Friday, yes. Mm-hmm.
What was inside her box?
I think you'll find out about it soon enough. Oh, look who's here. That's it. Hey, hold it, Charlie. Look at the King Friday has for you. That's it. Uh-huh. Yes, and it has three quarters.
Very nice. Good. Now, back to our original conversation.
What do you think will happen when King Friday finds out that Lady Elaine doesn't want to wear a three-cornered hat? We'll think more about that next time. But right now, we'd better feed the fish. Are you hungry, fish? No three-cornered hats for you. Maybe I'll just try to make a hat or two. Get out my craft box here. I saw somebody make a hat out of a circle like that one time. A circle and two clothespins. Let's see if it works. And just pull it apart. Here's a paper plate, but we could make one out of a paper plate. Poke a pencil through. Let's see if this works. Decoration on the top. You ever make things like this? Each person who makes such a thing would make something different. Isn't that wonderful? That each one of us would make a different hat. Given all these different things. How's that look? You know, whether you have a three-cornered hat, or a round hat, or a square hat, or no hat at all, it's you yourself that I like. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like, the way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your clothes, there just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear that makes you you. It's the person you are inside that counts. And that's the part of you I care about the most. When people know that they are loved for who they really are, it gives them a very good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have things that we want to talk about, don't we? Mm-hmm. I like to be able to visit with you. You're my special television neighbor. Three corners has my hat, and had it not three corners, it would not be my hat. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.